Test 6. Part 3. You will hear 5 short extracts in which teenagers are talking about theme parks they have visited. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H what each speaker has to say on the subject. Use the letters only once. There are 3 extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 3.
Speaker 1.
We had a great time out at Adventureland. I took my 11-year-old son and my 12-year-old niece, and we had hours of fun. We went on all the rides except for those designed for very young children. The queues weren't too bad, but it wasn't the best of days to go. There were showers all day long, but somehow we kept dry and made the most of it. We saw the show, played in the outdoor adventure playground, and did the maze several times. We had a very nice lunch, which was also very good value for money, although there wasn't much choice. It was great to be able to get in for 10 quid a head and then not to have to spend any more money. I was impressed.
Speaker 2. We went to Fallard's while on holiday in Cornwall. It cost £19.50 per adult and £13 per child, which I thought was very expensive, given what the park had to offer. The Victorian Village and Britain in the Blitz were great. However, the rest of the park was very poor. A lot of the attractions, such as the skydive, which the children were really looking forward to visiting, were closed. So the children weren't very impressed. Some of the rides that were open weren't working properly, which I think was unacceptable considering they had charged us the full entrance price. Speaker 3.
Alton Towers is amazing. I go at least twice a year and love all the rides. Last May, on my birthday, I took my 3 best friends, Jessica, Tina and Daniel, to Alton Towers, and they loved it too. They'd never been there before, and I was really looking forward to showing them around and seeing the look on their faces when they saw the rides. They absolutely loved the whole thing. We had such a great time that we decided we'll celebrate Jessica's birthday there too.
Speaker 4. We'd been looking forward to going to Stanford Park for a long time. It had been advertised on our local radio, so we thought it would be worth visiting. We were wrong. We paid over £30 each, only to spend the day at the park and watch the firework display. We certainly weren't impressed by the £5 parking charge, and the queues to some of the rides were massive. It was nearly an hour before we were able to get into the Tunnel of Fear. And for what? It certainly wasn't worth it. Too unprofessional. Speaker 5.
My friends and I visited Kenwick Park the other day. We'd never been before but had heard a lot about it from other friends. It was okay. There were lots of parents there with their children, and so it was pretty crowded, and we had to wait for a long time before we could buy some food at the snack bar. And when we finally got the hot dogs that we had ordered, they were completely undercooked. But as we didn't want to wait in the queue to complain and ask for our money back, we didn't do anything about it except, that is, for chucking the hot dogs in the bin. My advice to you is, do not visit Kenwick Park on an empty stomach.
Now you'll hear part three again. Speaker one.
We had a great time out at Adventureland. I took my 11-year-old son and my 12-year-old niece, and we had hours of fun. We went on all the rides except for those designed for very young children. The queues weren't too bad, but it wasn't the best of days to go. There were showers all day long, but somehow we kept dry and made the most of it. We saw the show, played in the outdoor adventure playground, and did the maze several times. We had a very nice lunch, which was also very good value for money, although there wasn't much choice. It was great to be able to get in for 10 quid a head and then not to have to spend any more money. I was impressed.
Speaker 2. We went to Fallard's while on holiday in Cornwall. It cost £19.50 per adult and £13 per child, which I thought was very expensive given what the park had to offer. The Victorian Village and Britain in the Blitz were great. However, the rest of the park was very poor. A lot of the attractions, such as the skydive, which the children were really looking forward to visiting, were closed. So the children weren't very impressed. Some of the rides that were open weren't working properly, which I think was unacceptable considering they had charged us the full entrance price. Speaker 3.
Alton Towers is amazing. I go at least twice a year and love all the rides. Last May, on my birthday, I took my three best friends, Jessica, Tina and Daniel, to Alton Towers, and they loved it too. They'd never been there before, and I was really looking forward to showing them around and seeing the look on their faces when they saw the rides. They absolutely loved the whole thing. We had such a great time that we decided we'll celebrate Jessica's birthday there too.
Speaker 4. We'd been looking forward to going to Stanford Park for a long time. It had been advertised on our local radio, so we thought it would be worth visiting. We were wrong. We paid over £30 each, only to spend the day at the park and watch the firework display. We certainly weren't impressed by the £5 parking charge, and the queues to some of the rides were massive. It was nearly an hour before we were able to get into the Tunnel of Fear. And for what? It certainly wasn't worth it. Too unprofessional. Speaker 5.
My friends and I visited Kenwick Park the other day. We'd never been before but had heard a lot about it from other friends. It was okay. There were lots of parents there with their children, and so it was pretty crowded, and we had to wait for a long time before we could buy some food at the snack bar. And when we finally got the hot dogs that we had ordered, they were completely undercooked. But as we didn't want to wait in the queue to complain and ask for our money back, we didn't do anything about it except, that is, for chucking the hot dogs in the bin. My advice to you is, do not visit Kenwick Park on an empty stomach.
That's the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.